Hello, it's me, Lily, a frog. I live in a pond, and I love to tell stories. Once upon a time, a very long time ago, in a fairy tale kingdom, where enchanted frog princes hopped around hoping for kindness and love from princesses, and where little children with names like Hans and Gretel outsmarted terrible witches, and where ogres lurked under bridges wishing for a goat for lunch, a pretty little mouse delicately entered her mother's sewing room, and she took off her bonnet and she laid it on the table beside her, and she looked up at her mother quietly sewing, and she took a big deep breath and waited for her mother to ask what was up. And the mother mouse put down her sewing work, and she saw the heaviness in her daughter's beautiful eyes, and she said, "What is it, my pretty little mouse?" And the mouse told her mother that she was in love and she wanted to set up her own household with her true love, and that they couldn't possibly go on living without each other. And the mother said, "Well, this is good news, little mouse. I will sew you a gorgeous gown to celebrate. Who is the lucky mouse that you will join in partnership with?" And the little mouse took another deep breath and said, "My true love is not a mouse, mother, but the lovely orange cat that hunts around the town square." And the mother wept, and she said, "This will never, ever work, little mouse. You must reconsider." And the pretty little mouse said that her mind was made up, and more importantly, her heart was set on it, and she'd never have a change of mind nor a change of heart. And the father heard all the weeping and fussing, and he stopped his blacksmithing, and he came inside to consult with his wife and his daughter, and he said, "Well, it might work out, but let's be practical." And he said that he had a little money put away, and that the mouse and cat could use it to buy a little pot of butter. Because while a cat can hunt all winter long, a mouse cannot. She needs to make do with the store she's put away in the fall to get through a long, cold, snowy season. And without any stores, a mouse could starve to death. And also, they really didn't want the cat to get too hungry either, because in the leanest parts of winter, if the cat was starving, well... And the father mouse didn't finish his sentence, and all three of the mice just looked down at their little paws, and then the little mouse scampered away to tell the cat the plan about the pot of butter. And the cat said, "Great idea. Well, I have a little money too. We can buy a big pot of butter, and we can hide it somewhere nobody will steal it, and we'll both eat well in our home no matter how long the winter is." "I know," said the mouse, "we'll hide it in the village church. Nobody is scoundrel enough to steal from a village church. We'll leave it there for emergencies only, and we'll only go back for it if we're near starvation. We don't want to eat it unless we really, really need to, and we won't be tempted by it if it isn't in our home." And the cat and mouse hid their pot of butter under the church altar on the same day they were married, and the village had a big celebration with the musicians from Bremen Town playing in the town square. And there was feasting, and there was dancing, and all over the village you could hear people saying, "This will never work out," except for a few folks who were replying, "Well, it might work out. You never know." Well, cat and mouse set up their home, and they talked about how lucky they were to have each other. And spring turned to summer, which turned to fall. And whereas before the cat could only think about not being able to bear life without mouse, now cat started thinking more and more about that big pot of butter hiding under the church altar. The butter was a pale yellow color. It had some salt crusted on the top. And when cat thought about it, especially the salty part on top, well, cat couldn't stop wondering how delicious it would be. Cat wouldn't eat all the butter, of course. That would be foolish. But who would miss just the salty part on top? Cat thought that probably that much salt wouldn't be good for a mouse anyway. And then cat told mouse, "Good news. My sister has had a kitten. The kitten is brown with white spots, and she has asked me to be the godparent, and so I've got to go to the church today for the christening. But you stay home and keep house, and I'll be back before you know it." Well, the cat went straight to the empty church, for there wasn't a christening at all, and crept under the altar and licked the top off the pot of butter, then returned home with a smug grin. "Don't you look pleased with yourself," remarked Mouse. "Did your sister name her kitten after you?" "No," said the cat. Well, what did she name her wee one? And the cat was a bit startled by the question and hadn't thought this through and replied as quickly as possible. Salty Toplicked. Salty Toplicked? Well, that's an odd name. It's not odd at all, said the cat. All the white kittens with brown spots in our family are named Salty Toplicked. I see, said Mouse. But didn't you say the kitten was white with brown spots? I did not. You were telling lies about me, meowed Cat, and stalked off in a huff and had a nap in the sunshine while Mouse made some porridge for dinner. I guess it's not a worse name than Crumb Picker, thought Mouse, which is what my sister named her firstborn. Well, not much time passed again, and the fall got colder and colder as winter approached, and Cat felt hungrier and hungrier and thought more and more about that pot of butter. I should probably just check and make sure it's still there, thought Cat. But Mouse doesn't need to know. She'd only worry. What great fortune my family has had, Cat told Mouse. Again, my sister has had a kitten and asked me to be a godparent to the little one who's all black with white socks. Of course, I can't refuse, and I must ask you to keep house alone today while I visit the church again. And sweet little Mouse congratulated Cat and Cat's family and said all would be well and waited for Cat to return. This time, when Mouse asked what the little black kitten with white socks was named, Cat replied, Half gone. Well, you do choose singular names in your family, said Mouse. Salty Toplicked, Half Gone. I've never heard of anyone named like this before. That is because you are a very ordinary mouse, said Cat, who hasn't seen much of the world like I have, because you hide all the time in your tiny home in your drab little gray dress, and you don't go out and about, and you don't know what's going on in the wide world like I do. Well, Mouse was a bit offended by that, but still she kept house, and she stoked the fire and made the porridge as the days got even colder, and the bowls of porridge got smaller and more watery. And Cat noticed Mouse was getting thinner and thinner and would ask for the pot of butter soon. And Cat started to think, you know, it wasn't fair. Cat had spent so much money on that big pot of butter, and Mouse's wealth had only contributed half. So, wasn't it only fair that Cat should get more than Mouse? And Cat needed more fat besides than a mouse did to maintain a shiny, glorious coat. And Cat's mouth was watering for the butter, and Cat said, Good news comes in threes, Mouse. I've once again been asked to stand as godparent at the altar for a kitten who is this time as orange as I am. Well, perhaps this one will be named Fluffy, or maybe Mittens, suggested Mouse. Actually, I'm going to suggest All Gone, answered Cat. Once the pot of butter is all gone, thought Cat, I can stop thinking about it all the time. While Mouse meant to stay home to tend house, she was very fearful of the road to church, as it was full of hungry foxes and owls this time of year, but she was terribly hungry, and talking about church made her think of that pot of butter, and she was pretty sure the winter wouldn't get any colder, and now was the time to retrieve it. So she followed Cat's paw prints in the snow to bring home the pot of butter after the christening. But when she got to the church, she saw Cat all alone in the church, licking the last of the butter up. All gone, cried Mouse. First Salty Toplicked, then Half Gone, and now All Gone. Now I get what you've been up to while I've been going hungry. And Cat's eyes narrowed at Mouse, and Mouse knew that now was the time to run. And she ran all the way to her mother and father's house and through the tiny door, and she cried and she cried, and she asked if she could move back home with them. And they said, well, they're there. Of course you can.